Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I'm back. My God, it's been a long time. 2 months, 3 months, I don't even know. It's been a while. My word. That just goes to show you how much coaching I've been doing the last few months. It's been a very, very busy time for me. Looking at bringing on a new golf coach. The academy is just going crazy. This COVID-19 stuff is, I don't know, it's having a positive impact on the golf industry, that's for sure. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to learn how to play. So it's been good for me. I know it's been unfortunate for a lot of other people out there, but hey, that's why I've not been on the show. That's why I've not been doing podcasts. So my apologies if you were getting into it. But I'm back now. I'm here. So wanted to talk for just for a few minutes. This is a short one. You know me, my sweet spot's about 6 to 8 minutes. I don't like doing huge long podcasts. I just like to talk about whatever's on my mind, whatever I think is important that's going to help you be better. So want to just share with you and talk to you a little bit about putting, because I've been doing a heck of a lot of it, especially the last 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, because the weather's getting colder, it's getting darker earlier. The golf course, especially where I am, a lot of the golf courses are going dormant, so it's not great to go out there and play. Like it's not as pretty as it was a few months ago, but you know, that's just how it is. But we've been doing a lot of putting, and I've been really diving deep into the CapToe putting system. And I've mentioned the CapToe before, and I you know what, that just reminded me. I'm sure that I mentioned on one of the shows that I was going to take a deep dive into the CapToe system and sort of what it focuses on and how the CapToe system kind of wants you to learn putting, and I never did it. My bad. I got busy, so sorry about that. Guess I'll do it over the next few episodes, since I've been doing a lot of stuff with the CapToe. And you know, I've been on the Sandput Lab, which is like an $8,000 to $10,000 machine, I think. I could be way off there. I know it's more than $6,000 anyway. I've been on that. I've done the Aimpoint courses. I've done a lot of different things in the putting space. Listened to a lot of putting experts. And now obviously diving into this CapToe, and I run the company for the US. I run the operations over in the US. So anyone that's purchased a CapToe over in America, I probably know who it is because it came from me or my warehouse. So anyway, like I'm diving deep into CapToe, so I'm learning a lot more about it, and it gives you so much information, it gives you so much data, but it all goes back. And I was saying this to a good, he seemed like a nice guy on the phone the other day, golf coach. Shoot, I can't remember where it was from. Not too far. It was in America somewhere. Not too far away from me. I think a few states north. But anyway, so we're having this conversation. He used to be a player and interested in CapToe, wants to get the system, thinks it's good, likes what it shows you, likes how you can use it. And I'm just chatting to him on the phone, and we both come from the same perspective of, at the end of the day, no matter what technology, what data you've got to get the ball in the hole. Like, nothing can, you know, no technology, as far as I'm aware, can really prepare you and help you learn to make that 6 foot, 7, 8 foot putt downhill left to right on the 18th or 17th, or when you're leading, or you're performing the best you've ever performed, and you're going to win the tournament or win the money or beat your buddy or break your lowest score. Like that's mental and at the end of the day, learning for the long term and learning in a sense that being able to do something repeatedly over an extensive period of time, which is, you know, kind of a definition of learning, or one of anyway, you know, the technology doesn't really help you with that. It's not the be all and end all anyway. Obviously it helps, but at the end of the day, you've got to get the ball in the hole and knowing and learning that your path is, you know, 3 degrees into out, your face is from where you are at address, you're adding 1.3 degrees aloft at impact. You've got 0.7 degrees of toe down. You hitting the ball a little bit on the heel, so you're losing, you know, 7.6% of energy. So you've got some gear effects, some rotation in the face. So that's affecting the distance the ball goes, and the ball's not rolling until X number of feet from where you hit it. All of that is really cool stuff, and it's really cool to see it, especially with Capto. I can actually put people in a situation. I can take them out on the golf course, and we can hit that 6 foot putt downhill left to right, and I can see all of that data for that particular putt. But then, you know, it's not in a tournament, it's not under pressure, it's not in an intense situation. And I'm playing around with how I can create that more, but ultimately, it's not the real thing. It's not in that tournament that you would be playing, whether it's a junior in a Hurricane event or an AJGA, or whether it's an adult, or whether it's a mini tour player playing, you know, one of the local events, or whether it's a PGA tour player. So at the end of the day, when it comes to putting, what's going to make you a better putter, what's going to help you get the ball in the hole, is not looking for all the gimmicks and the gadgets and the technology, regardless of what your coach knows about different pieces of technology. And, you know, if any of my students are listening, yeah, I'm very well versed in a lot of putting technology, and obviously now more so in Capto, and you have been on the software, you've been on the device, I've been through it with you. But at the end of the day, when I'm coaching you, and when whoever you're working with, or if you're not, you're just working with yourself, at the end of the day, you got to learn to get the ball in the hole. So you got to put yourself in a situation that is a little bit more demanding, where you have to perform with, where something's on the line. You got to recreate, simulate, and regulate some sort of experience, which, you know, you can't always do with technology. You can learn some of the data, but sometimes those pieces of data don't really matter. You know, if you can get the ball to roll on the right line, and you've read the green properly, and you hit it with enough force under the situations, the circumstances that you're in, that ball's going in, if you've done those things correctly. Whether you've got a swing path that's in to out, you deal off the face, you do this, you do that. If you can get that ball to start where you want it to, and you've read the green correctly, and you hit it at the right force, that ball's going in. So for those of you that want to hole more putts, and I hear this all the time. I want to hole more putts. I don't make enough putts, whether it's 3 to 5 footers or 6 footers, which is the most common. 3, 4, 5, and 6 footers, the most common that I hear about. But then I hear people, and even get these statements thrown around me, of, you know, I had 4 12 to 15 foot putts today, I made none of them. Like, if you want to hole more putts, you want to make more of those putts, you don't need to be on some gadgets, you don't need to be on some training aids and have this artificial, you know, environment built to where you can hole putts in a row. You don't need to go and hit 106 foot putts in a row from the same place just to feel good about yourself, because you can get the ball in the hole. That's not what you need to do. You need to put yourself, and you need to work with a coach that's going to put you in a stressful, simulated environment that represents those situations that you're missing on a golf course. And you need to do it in a way that is very reflective and representative of those times you miss out on the golf course, which is when you typically only have one shot, one chance, people are watching, there's something on the line. So that's what's going to help you haul more putts from, to be honest, any distance, any place you want. But getting the ball in the hole, hauling more putts, that's what's going to make the difference. Now, don't get me wrong, I love all the technology. I love all the devices. I think they're pretty cool, and I'm going to share with you over the next few podcasts, whether it's it might be the next one, it might not be. But certainly over the coming podcasts, I'm going to talk to you about the Capto device. I'm going to talk to you about some of the things I'm focusing more on in those Capto sessions that are going to help me create environments for my students to better learn how to putt and get the ball in the hole. That's all from me today. Wow, I went a little bit over. Well, I guess I haven't been on for a while, so 10 minutes isn't too bad. Anyway, that's all from me. Thanks for listening. Hope you learned something. I will see you next time. Bye. Hey, folks, are you lost with your game? Do you not quite know where to start, what to do, or how to even navigate all of the information that's out there in the world? I wouldn't be surprised if you're just fed up and sick to death of scrolling through YouTube looking for tips and tricks that ultimately never work for the long term. Or whether you're just scrolling the internet, scrolling Facebook or social media, just hoping to find something that's going to give you clarity and transparency on what you need to do right now to take your game to the next level. Whether that's to hole more putts, whether that's to chip better, pitch better, whether that's to hit the ball further off the tee, or whether that's to break 90 or 100 or 80 or even 70, whatever your goals are, I can help you. Now, you can hop over to gtcgolfacademy.com. You can book a free power call. I'll help give you clarity, transparency, point you in the right direction for completely free. Or we could maybe even start to work together one-on-one, personally, remotely, or if you even live locally. I'm here in Acworth, Georgia. If you live locally, we could work one-on-one with each other, or we can work remotely, your choice. Either way, let me help you get clarity and figure out the direction you need to go with your game. Head over to gtcgolfacademy.com, book yourself a free power call, and I will look forward to speaking to you soon.